Hi, I'm Stephen Colbert, and I am no fan of books. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you and I share a healthy skepticism about the printed word. Well, I want you to know this is the first book I've ever written, and I hope it's the first book you've ever read. Don't make a habit of it. Now, you might ask yourself, if by yourself you mean me, Stephen, if you don't like books, why'd you write one? Well, you just asked yourself a trick question. I didn't write it. I dictated it. I shouted it into a tape recorder over the Columbus Day weekend, then handed it to my agent and said, sell this. He's the one who turned it into a book. It's his funeral.
Stephen Colbert in fine form. That's a snippet from the audio from his new paper and print release called I Am America and So Can You. The book is divided into various sections and musings on life. Among the gems is description of the options after the nuclear family, single parent family, Manson family, Sly and the Family Stone. You get the gist. Now, we all know Colbert on the TV. Funny. Colbert in print. Does it work? Bottom line, is this a good book? Joining us now from Chicago with her review is Jessa Crispin, founder and editor of the literary website BookSlut.com.
Oh, you said a bad word.
I did not. I said the name of a fine website. Hey, Jessa, in which category would you put this book? Comedy, coffee table, picture book?
Probably comedy. There's not much to look at. there's some black and white photographs, a little bit of red every once in a while, but yeah, it's not quite as pretty as one would hope.
What works about this book? I mean, is it a well-written piece?
Yeah, it's quite funny. It's very charming. There were moments of, you know, laughing out loud, but it's not quite as funny as the show. And so I think if people are looking for something as sharp as his television show, they might be a little disappointed. But as a book, it's really funny.
Any passage you really think is hilarious? Is there anything from the book which really stuck with you?
You know, the funniest thing about the book was actually the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is reprinted in the back. But
Oh, that was a painful experience. I actually was at that dinner. It was it wasn't even cringe-tastic. It was just people cringing as he went after the president and the media in a way that people who give those speeches don't usually.
Yes, it was a beautiful, beautiful moment. And I think that's actually what's missing from the book. It's, you know, he has chapters on, say, class warfare, which are really funny, and the homosexual agenda, which I believe he calls the Lavender Armageddon.
Yeah, he has a big graph in here, things that are trying to turn me gay. Their success on a scale of 1 to 10. Gay people at about a 4. Throw rugs, about a 7. Clive Owen, an 8.
Clive Owen can do things to people, yes.
So do you
that
think
sort of sharpness is missing from most of the book, however, that was in the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Like, the sort of vague topics, it's funny, but it's not as sharp as it is on the show.
It's retailing for $26.99. On a scale of, if $26.99 is the most you would pay and zero is the least, let's use the Radiohead model here. What's the book worth?
Well, it comes with that really nice ribbon, so I think that's worth an extra $2 there. But
this really nice ribbon
classy.
That you're referring to.
Very classy ribbon.
Yes, it's first edition, yes.
Yes, so I would say, you know, you can get it on Amazon for about $20. I'd say that's pretty good.
All right, so in terms of review, you're saying funny, not as funny as the show, has some cute conventions to it, but maybe Colbert should stick to TV?
Yeah, and coming after America, the book, Daily Show book, it's not as good as that, so it is a little bit of a disappointment.
Jessa Crispin is the creator and editor of the online literary magazine at BookSlut.com. I hope you come back sometime.
Absolutely.
Coming up on the BPP, Retail Justice, Kmart style, and also we'll make you care about Fox's new business channel.
Or at least we'll try.
Yeah. Yeah, I shouldn't say we will, because we don't know. That's why the segment's called Make Me Care on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.